Hello there and welcome. Hinshiv Agus Falcha. My name is Alex Drain and in this video I'll talk about the beautiful Isle of Arran and the books I've written about it. Clearly it's not possible to visit at this time due to the coronavirus, but hopefully in the near future things will get back to normal, or at least as normal as possible. Now, towards the end of 2017 I wrote a book about the hills of Arran called Arran, Lesser Known Hill Routes. There are copies in a number of the libraries in Ayrshire. The book details routes to 20 of Arran's hills and mountains. As an extra, did you know that there are 17 trig points on the island? That's triangulation pillars. Triangulation pillars are the reason why, before GPS, we had excellent maps. Well, the book shows the route to each and every one. I said 17 trig points. Actually, if you include the one in Holy Isle, there are 18. I've also published, just before the COVID-19 lockdown, a second book about Arran. This time it's called Arran, Lochs and Lochans. And yes, again, there are copies in the Ayrshire libraries. And yes, it's about descriptions and routes to 28 lochs and lochans on the island. Both books are also for sale from shops in Arran. That's not very helpful whilst the lockdown's in place, but they're also available from Amazon. I wrote the first book because it annoyed me a wee bit when I read other books about walking in Arran and realised that some writers simply just collated details from other sources. They didn't do much in the way of walking the actual routes. Everything I write is first-hand, and I try to write as informally as possible. I also like to think of it less as a definitive guide and more as a suggestion as to where you should go, how you could get there, and what you're likely to see. And I wrote the second book, Arran, Lochs and Lochans, partly for Scotland's Year of Coasts and Waters, which is this year and next, but also because I realised that when you walk in the hills, you often have a goal that bypasses the lochs that in themselves are some of the most beautiful aspects of any journey. Now, most people, especially those who live in the west coast of Scotland, know quite a lot about Arran, and they know that it's often called Scotland in miniature. And if you visit Arran, it's pretty easy to see why. The north of the island is very mountainous, with mountains like Goatfell that can be accessed via good paths up and down in a day. But other mountains where you'd need ropes and serious climbing gear and skills. The south, on the other hand, is quite hilly, but no mountains. That doesn't make it any less interesting, and some of the real gems of Arran can be found in the south of the island. Gems like Viking Burial Site, spectacular waterfalls, and Lumlash, the largest of the villages. On Arran, there are lots of lochs. Some are big, some are pretty wee, some are deep, and some you can paddle across. But all are very beautiful. The wild places are very wild, but there's a good road that circumvents the island. Arran is about 20 miles by 10, and the road that goes round and round in a total of 56 miles, where a lot gets packed into 200 square miles. It's a great place for bird watchers and anyone interested in wildlife. However, if you're a fan of foxes or grey squirrels, I'm afraid you'll be disappointed. There are no foxes on Arran and only lots of red squirrels. No grey ones. And it's a fabulous place for sport, whether it be running, swimming, cycling, or a game of golf in one of the 7 golf courses. And the kids aren't forgotten either. There are adventure play areas, swing parks galore, beaches, castles, boat trips, crazy golf, as well as lots of indoor activities. Arran abounds with history, from Neolithic farmers and the standing stones of Machree to warlike Vikings who berthed their longboats in Lumlash Bay prior to heading off to Largs, where they were defeated in battle by the Scots. Robert the Bruce's cave is in the western coast, and it can not only be visited, but you can walk in and take a selfie. On a less uplifting event, Arran suffered along with the rest of Scotland the distress of the clearances, and a memorial to this sad time sits at the centre of Lumlash village. Arran has also made a huge contribution to modern politics. One of Scotland's first ministers was born and raised on Glenscorridale Farm in the south of the island. And amongst its many cottage industries, it's got a brewery, two distilleries, numerous pubs, restaurants and cafes. Arran's got it all. I'm often asked, what are my favourite places in Arran? It's not an easy question because there are so many that could fit that particular bill. And a lot depends on how much time you have, the transport that's available, your ability, inclination and so on. But to cut it down to available time, if you have lots of time and you're reasonably fit and the lockdown is over, head for Ben Noosh. There's a clear path all of the way up and the views are magnificent. The whole trip can be walked without having to use your hands to climb over rocks, though there are a few bits that are quite steep. But then, it is a mountain after all. To get to Ben Noosh, begin by walking up Glenrossa. The Glenrossa campsite's about a mile and a half from the Calmac terminal, but if you've got transport, there's a wee car park at the end of the road, just past the campsite. So begin walking up the well-maintained path. After about a mile and a half, you'll come to a bridge over a burn that crashes down the hillside, and I really mean crashes. This is the Garavald. Cross it and take the small path immediately on the left and get climbing. It's not a particularly tough climb and should give nobody any great problems. The path extends all of the way to the top of the mountain. On the journey, you'll pass through the Corrie of Raddon Gorge, where you'll see some of the rarest trees in the world. These are Arran or Catacol whitebeams. The trees are in a large enclosure designed to protect them from sheep and deer. You'll also pass the top of Corrie Noosh, where lies the remains of a World War II bomber that crashed into the hillside on the 20th of August 1943. A sad event, since it killed all 10 of the young men on board. But soon you'll reach the summit of the mountain, and when you get there, it's awesome. The views are incredible. In one direction, you look down into Corrie of Raddon and Glenrossa, across to Goat Fell, then north towards Bintarsuin and Kirvor, west to Tanna and the Mullagh Buoy Ridge, and even south to the Holy Isle. From the summit of Ben Noosh, you have options. A ridge walk to Bintarsuin, a trip to Loch Noosh, or a return by the way you came. It's a great day out. The full details of the route can be found in the book Arran, Lochs and Lochans. On the other hand, if you're a bit short of time, take a trip up the Clochlan Hills. It's easy walking with fabulous views north into Brodick Bay and towards Goat Fell and south to Holy Isle and beyond. Just jump in a bus that's heading from Brodick to Lumlash and ask the driver to let you off at the Knocknadal car park. The Clochlans are the hills between the road and the sea. There are lots of paths and there's an easy walk back to Brodick if, when you return to the road, you cross and at the other side, on your immediate right, there's a good path that'll take you back to the middle of the village. Full details of this route can be found in my book, Arran Lesser Known Hill Routes. Now, a quick word about safety. When you've decided which mountain you want to climb or loch you want to visit, don't forget to take reasonable care. And by that, what I mean is this. Plan your route. Consider the conditions. Wear appropriate clothes. Take appropriate gear. Things like map, compass, GPS, and of course, the ubiquitous mobile phone. Though, you have to remember that there might not be a signal when you get into the hills. Let someone know the details of your route. And if possible, go with a friend. It's important. Be safe, no matter how nice the wee hospital is in Lumlash Village. Thanks for listening. If you want to find out a wee bit more about me and Aaron, have a look at my website. It's www.alexdrain, that's all one word, .yolasite.com. That's www.alexdrain.yolasite.com. I'd love to hear from you. Bye.